Well, Marty Boyle, you're 3-2 in another county final. How does that feel?
I'm delighted. Hey, it's just such a tough run all year to get this far, and we were anxious to get back to the final after last year, after disappointment. It's so hard to get back to them, so it wasn't probably great at the end there, but just semi-finals are all about just getting through.
Yeah, it was a real, real big battle out there, and Glen Swilly left it all on the pitch.
Well, that's it. You know what you're going to get from Glen Swilly, and they can play it anyway. They can play it slow. When we pressed up on them, they played it fast, and they're a very imposing team, big physical men, and they tackle very hard. They force a lot of turnovers that you're probably not used to, and it was a real championship game, and you know you're going to get that with Glen Swilly, and there was just going to be a point in it either way, and luckily today we were on the right side.
Yeah, you struggled a little bit early on, but the Bricks goal was a vital moment in the game.
It was a vital goal. I thought we needed something like that because we had a few poor enough wide, you know, and they were doing well in our kickouts and their own kickouts, and they just penned in a lot, and I think the goal settled us. We were fit to keep that distance most of the game then, and every game this year I think it was just that we got an early goal, and that's kind of been the difference in most of the games.
Yeah, because Glen Swilly did come back in the second half, but they could only get back to within 1 point of you, and you know, and then you would go down the other field and get a score. Like, there were some big, big points.
That's it. It was just kind of point for point, and we, you know, it is hard to get 2 and 3 and 4 ahead of them, you know, because they won the midfield battle and they have possession again, and Murphy inside, and you'd need a few men back at him, so it was just very nip and tuck, and just that's the way it was the whole game.
Oh, will you go down to Letterkenny now and have a look at the game tomorrow between McCool's and Gwydor?
To be honest, I didn't go to any game bar our own this year. I usually don't go to many other games when I'm involved myself, but no, I don't think I'll go. I think I'll just best luck to both teams tomorrow, and I'll just watch on from Twitter at home, I'd say.
Yeah, and 2 weeks now to get ready for another county final. I'm sure you'll all look forward to the next fortnight.
Aye, 2 weeks is brilliant because we're 5 weeks in the trot there now, and you know you can nearly only train once with college boys being away and stuff. So the 2 weeks, we'll get a weekend next weekend to train and have everybody together and a big push now for the final.